Morning, church. I have the opportunity, the privilege this morning to really try to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper and appreciate Fenton and just this opportunity this morning to reach out and just share what's on my heart about how I think all of us have this situation where we can come in and we can try to get our hearts ready, but it's difficult sometimes with all the whatever's been going on in the week, all the distractions, all the daily moments, whatever rushed through to get you here this morning. I know we have people who are coming in here whose hearts are breaking. I know we have people that have had great victory and everything in between. I just want to read a couple of scriptures to really start setting up this little theme I want to talk about, maybe for each of us to decide what is it that God has done and continues to do, or at least invites you to do, to have this time to reflect, to really see Jesus as the source of our living water. So I'm going to start over in Matthew. In 26:29, we have to understand the setting. Jesus is getting ready to go to his death. He knows this. He's trying to tell his disciples. They don't quite get it. And he's actually in between two major betrayals that he shares his Lord's Supper. He said, one of my followers, one of you, my beloved at this table, is going to betray me. Right before he sets up his call for us to remember him. Then, after he gets done with his Lord's Supper, you know, he has to tell Peter, you're going to deny me three times. We've all had failure. We've all betrayed God at different times. We've all felt very weak. But the invitation is to come and to understand how God loves us and invites us to communion. While he's sitting there, in verse 26, he says, While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. And gave it to the disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Then they had sung a hymn, Byron. They went out to the Mount of Olives. And then I want to share John 4, starting in verse 7. There was a furor of this new rabbi, this new, just completely rebellious teaching, but a man with authority. And it was really starting to rile up not only the Sadducees and the Pharisees who were just concerned about this either being a threat to them or just not understanding why he kept changing the way they saw the world. But even the believers were confused. And he saw that there was this confusion about those who didn't understand why Jesus was preparing others more than John the Baptist. And he's getting ready to go through Samaria, a place Jews don't go to, and he meets this woman at the well, and he has this encounter. So in John 4, he starts to talk to this woman, which, by the way, is just unheard of in his day. And his disciples are off trying to buy some food. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and drank from it himself, and also his sons and his flocks and herds? Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. He's talking about Jacob's well. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Brothers and sisters, as we think about this communion, I wanted to just give you some things to think about as you carry through your week. Because I'm going to use the living water to think about H2O. And where's Robert? No, I'm not the chemist. I'm just going to do the really basic. H2O. And for me, our theme is home, but I want us to see that when we come to communion, it's three things at least, and you can fill in, what is it for you that's that living water? What's your H2O? For me, I want to talk about, this is a holy opportunity. We are drawn to the opportunity to be with God. This is not just about you. It's about us, and mainly it's about Him. And the Israelites, and for those who haven't started the Bema podcast, please, I implore you, it'll inspire you to have new appreciation for the inspired word and context of what our brothers and sisters long time before went through. And Jesus was not to change and wipe out all the things we think about in the Old Testament. He was the fulfillment. And He calls His disciples in another time to remember. They're used to having sacraments. They're used to having moments. And He calls them to this moment of Passover. And they don't get it that He's the new lamb. And He says, this is a very important moment. You don't get it yet. Peter, you're going to deny me three times. Judas, you're going to betray me shortly. You all don't get it, but this is holy. And that's when He invites us. It is home. My other H can be hope or home. We have a sacrifice in Jesus. He didn't come just to wipe out our sins, but to show the complete expression of God's love. He was the living water that was poured out. He is everything that God wanted us to see from the beginning. As these talk about in Bema, the story was good. God loves us. We blow it. We blow it. We get off the path and we don't trust. You have the moment, whether you came in here victorious or you came in here just, as my friend Greg will say, hanging onto God's ankles. Wherever you're coming from, whatever you've had that's crushed you in the desert and you don't have that living water. I've been convicted about seeing where I've crushed people and not really given them water. You have the chance to reach into living water. Let Jesus fill you. You have that home, that opportunity. That's the last one, the opportunity. It's daily. We do communion. There's a debate about how often they would do communion. Here it was a Passover ritual, right? Because they didn't do that all the time. Every day, your H2O, your living water is daily. But you can't give what you don't have. Take the bread. Take the cup. But take the opportunity, brothers and sisters. Let Jesus be the living water in you so you can give to others. That's what Cornerstone's about. That's what we as a people of God are trying to be. We don't have it. We don't get it. We have to keep going back to the story. Keep remembering God loves us. We can trust Him. It's not about us. And Jesus was the ultimate fulfillment. Let's pray.